MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Thembiwe Nkosi-Pantsi, Vice Chairperson of the National Automotive Dealers Association. Thembiwe Nkosi, appreciate the early morning. May, new vehicle sales out earlier in the week, 45,308 vehicles sold. That's up 22% year on year. May last year was an election month. That might have depressed last year, but we're still seeing good growth. It's still 8 months of growth in the new vehicle sales.
Yeah, thank you so much, Simon. Good morning. Good morning to your listeners as well. No, absolutely. This was a very nice, satisfying feel, you know, to see consumer confidence boosted by, you know, by further interest rate cuts and also the positive development on the geopolitical front. Yes, you are right. 22% improvement in new vehicle sales in month of May as compared to last year. And we all know last year, you know, it was the, you know, political year and the political. And then, however, I mean, 22% improvement, that's quite massive. And I think the lot of factors that play there, as I've highlighted earlier on, just the confidence in terms of the geopolitical front. I mean, we saw President Ramaphosa meeting with the U.S. President Donald Trump, and just to finalize and iron out a few issues that are of interest, you know, to the economy, that are of interest to the consumer confidence. And also the finalization of the national budget, that also boosts the consumer confidence, and hence then we see the numbers that we saw. But what's interesting, Simon, is that, you know, the 45,308 vehicles sold in May, it doesn't reflect, you know, the true reflection of the total market. When you look at the Chinese brands, I mean, we've got 24 Chinese brands that are currently available in South Africa, but only 12 of those 24 Chinese brands have reported, they submitted their sales data. That number can be actually more than that. I mean, we spoke about this last month, me and you, in terms of the Chinese, Japanese brands that are coming into the market with the alternative. So that number can really be in, I would say, plus minus 47,000 or so, with the other 12 that could have reported their sales data.
Okay, and that's even more significant, and significant more growth. Hey, you mentioned rates. There are, most new vehicles that have loans over them, which I imagine are most vehicles, those loans are linked to prime. So we've also seen a 1% decrease in the prime rate over the last year. That must be helping just good old-fashioned affordability.
Huge. It's huge. I mean, it's huge in the automotive sector. Any move in the interest rate, you know, it kind of like triggers some movement in the automotive sector. I mean, if, for instance, if you look at the announcement when it's made, I mean, a week or two before that, you know, things are very sluggish in the market in the automotive sector. But once we hear on the day, on that Thursday afternoon, once we hear the news on Friday, you start to see activity happening in our dealer. And that shows how much of a positive economic output is the automotive sector reliant on. As I've said, it is satisfying to see consumer confidence being boosted by a lot of things that are being positive that are happening. But we are not out of the woods yet.
Yeah.
You know? And there's still a lot of issues with the tariffs and all of that. But I think as the automotive sector, these small little growth that we've seen in the last 8 to 9 months, they're very, very much welcome. And also, as we all know, you know, our NADA members, they're very resilient. And it shows that if you hold on at the right time, you will reap the rewards.
We chatted last time as well. We mentioned the light commercial vehicles, again, up 5.8%. That's smaller than total sales. But it does tell us a story. I mean, it's almost 11,000 units being sold. And this is going to be sold to predominantly, I imagine, sort of small and medium businesses. I suppose some big ones as well. But it does kind of tell us that there's also some confidence out there, maybe not massively, but some confidence out there in the broader business community as well.
Yeah, look, you're 100% spot on. I mean, the commercial vehicle sector performed exceptionally well in the month of May. And as you've highlighted, it potentially signaled a renewed sense of confidence in the broader economy. I mean, these are small, medium and large businesses that are using these commercial vehicles, and to see that growth It is very much welcome, and as I said, it kind of like signal a renewal sense of confidence in the economy. I think the economy, the last thing it wants is to have negative news. It's either local or global. Once the news are negative, and then you know you start to see the numbers shrinking quite drastically. But to see commercial, even heavy trucks, they haven't done bad. But to see commercial vehicles growing in this tough economy, it is very much welcome. I mean, the minister was forecasting a 0.1% growth in the economy, and then you get 5% or so growth in the commercial. That shows that you know we are hopeful, and it also shows that the businesses out there, they're not folding their hands. They are nudging forward, they are pushing forward and looking for alternatives to get their business going, which is great.
A last question, the pre-owned segment, you make a great point. Customers opted for pre-owned vehicles from perhaps more aspirational brands instead of new vehicles. And I imagine there you're taking the same amount of money, but you're saying, you know what, if I can get a nice German luxury sedan on the pre-owned market, and consumers are making that choice.
No, 100%. I mean, I've seen that with my own business, the Varri Cars, which is a premium pre-owned business. And then that's why I made the point to say, if the consumer cannot afford, you know, your new German machine, which is our, what you call the aspirational brands, and they opt for a pre-owned one, of course, with good mileage and service histories and the likes. And this brings a new dynamic in the automotive sector to say there are still customers who want to drive these vehicles, but because of tough economic challenges, let's try and make these vehicles available, affordable, and also with a good service history, track record, and accident-free. There is a market. So there is a market to buy the pre-owned vehicle. And also what was interesting for me, you know, is to see a lot of consumers saying, look, I'm not sure about the Chinese and Japanese brand. Let me try a pre-owned one and see, you know, how their after sales and the likes, and then maybe in the future I will commit into a new vehicle, and for me that was really, really fascinating, Simon.
I hadn't thought of it. It's sort of testing the waters in a sense. We'll leave it there. Timmy Okosie-Pansy, Vice Chairperson, National Automotive Dealers Association. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.